This is the age of being real. Stories about people who have found their unique path in life at any age. I'm Rhonda Miller. I first heard about Patty Stelmazek from a coworker whose husband was temporarily in a wheelchair due to a leg injury. My colleague told me that Patty had given her husband a haircut in his wheelchair just outside the door of the Nashville cottage that houses the family barbershop. My coworker was touched by Patty's kindness, as well as a considerably lower price than other barbers or salons in the area. 63-year-old Stelmazek has been on her path as a skilled and compassionate barber for 37 years. It was not a straight path. She worked in a bookstore and has a degree in economics. But those were just interesting sidelights to her career that has gained her customers of all ages, from Vanderbilt University students to mid-career professionals to older adults who have been coming for many years. I talked with Patty as she circled the antique barber chair, clipping and trimming as she chatted with each customer. Patty has many long-term customers. One of them is John Pogue. Have you been coming to Patty long?
A very long time. I've been here since 1998 or 99.
Why so long? Why do you keep coming back?
Well, I'm still sort of in the neighborhood, and she gives a very simple, no-nonsense haircut. It's real easy. You just walk in, sit down, and get your haircut and go.
So you live close by, pretty close?
Well, I live out in on the west side, further west now, but I used to live walking distance from here.
What do you do?
I'm an ER nurse.
You're an ER nurse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Metro General. It's one over near Fisk.
You've been doing that for a while?
Yes. Been a nurse in some form or fashion since 2007. I was at Vanderbilt for several years.
I talked with Patty in her Nashville shop, filled with decades-old green plants, barber antiques, and memorabilia. It's across the road from Vanderbilt University and the ever-expanding Vanderbilt University Medical Center. So I first heard about you because someone I know brought her husband here, and he was in a wheelchair. And she said you went outside to cut his hair in his wheelchair. Do you do stuff like that?
I do, yeah, because these Vanderbilt hospitals and the other hospitals around here, a lot of these people just go to the hospital and they can't walk. So I often just get an extension cord to go outside and cut hair. You know, people have it tough. You got to be understanding.
During her 27 years in Nashville, she went from charging $9 for a haircut and over time increased the cost to $16, which was the price for the past 5 years. The cost for a haircut at her shop recently went to $18. And it's cash only.
There's no need to overcharge. You know, when it's something you enjoy doing, you'll make money. There's only so much you can spend anyway.
And you said your husband's a teacher, another not a high-paying profession.
No, he teaches AP Calculus and AP Statistics.
Okay. In high school, obviously.
In high school, yeah.
Some customers come in for more than a simple no-nonsense haircut. Stevie Lovelace is very precise about his haircut. He goes over the details with Patty.
We're doing our real short around the edges.
Yeah, can I have a mirror real quick and
yeah.
All? I have not. It's probably been 3 weeks since I've had a haircut.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it. If we can do a fade on the sides, you can just start with a one.
Okay.
Maybe take it up to a one and a half or whatever. And then just the typical scissors through
spot,
here and
right.
Comb it down. My part's gotten low again, if we can move this
up
just a hair. And then maybe just thin out the bangs and take a little bit off the top.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
You're very specific about your...
Taper the neck. Yeah, I'm in investment strategy, so I meet with clients in person, so I need...
He's got to look good
specific.
At all
specific
times.
Hair, very professional haircut, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that looks about fine. Yeah, that looks close enough.
And what's your general area of... professionalism?
Investment strategy.
Okay.
So I build and manage investment strategies for financial advisors, institutions, individual clients, stuff like that.
And your haircuts are important?
Yes. I try to look very professional and well-groomed. So I will go the extra mile with the hair specifically.
Very specific details, because everybody else just sat down.
Yes.
Yeah. I sat down and she doesn't. Yeah.
I can be very difficult, a little demanding, a little specific, yes.
How old are you, may
I ask? I just turned 33, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Okay. And have you been coming to Patty long?
I have. So I moved here in February. So it's February of last year. I travel a good bit for work, but yeah, I've been coming here for about 10 months.
Okay. And you come back because?
I live right down the street. Very traditional barbershop style cut, which I like a lot, and great service.
And when you travel, do you get kind of where you have to go get a haircut when you're traveling?
Yes and no. Today I'm hitting the road. I'm leaving tonight for a meeting in Cincinnati, so I'll come get my haircut. On the same day that I hit the road, my family's back up north, so if I'm staying home for a bit, I'll get a haircut. Well, my hair grows really quickly, so I'll have to get a cut every week or two. So I might get a haircut when I'm home.
Every week or two is a lot.
I know. I keep a couple barbers in business, I feel like.
Okay. So where are you from? Where's your family?
I'm initially from Northern Indiana, so roughly 2 hours south of Chicago, near Lafayette. If you're familiar with there, where Purdue's at. So about 5 hours north of Nashville.
When you spend time in Patty's barbershop, it's obvious that her haircutting skills are complemented by her easygoing friendliness and her sense of humor. Well, I see you're standing on a stool, too.
I do stand on a box. They came from my shop in San Diego.
Wait, is that the one you're standing on?
Uh-huh.
You've had that for?
Yeah, 37 years.
The history comes
the
out.
The history. If anything happens to this box, there's going to be hell to pay, man.
It's a wine crate.
It's a wine crate. My shop in San Diego is next to a bar. You know, so I would go out and steal their wine crates. They were throwing them out in the garbage, you know. I have one backup just in case. Someone broke this one once and I had to have my husband fix it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, how tall are you?
4'10 and a quarter.
I guess I didn't notice because you were standing on your crate.
Yeah. I look taller than that.
Patty's welcoming nature put a young Chinese student at ease when he came in for his first haircut at her shop. Shen Yi Li is working on his master's degree in special education at Vanderbilt University.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I think you must be a patient. You can put up with all that. Yeah. You're pretty good.
Where do you think you'll teach? Do you think you'll teach in a city like Beijing or a small town?
I think it's in Beijing, which is near my home. But I also, maybe I will go back to my hometown because there are more developing schools.
Yeah. Special education, wow. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's rough.
Yeah. That's a good one. And this is the first time you've come to Patty's.
Yes.
How did you find her?
Actually, I heard here from my mentor teacher in the International Student Association.
Oh, from a teacher in...
Student mentor.
Oh, a student mentor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Many of the people who come into the family barbershop share their life stories with Patty. Welch Livingston has an unusual story. And where are you from?
Originally Brownsville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Been here for 30 years.
In Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long have you been coming to see Patty?
I don't know, Patty. Forever. 20 years.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
He used to sell vinegar. Yeah. Lots of vinegar. It's a very interesting story.
I was a traveling vinegar salesman.
Really?
Yeah.
A vinegar specialist? What was it, a certain type of vinegar?
Several different types. I worked with food manufacturers.
I didn't know there was a vinegar specialty.
I didn't either before I started doing it. It's a pretty good gig, though.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. And I did like ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, pickles.
And the little packets that are like in, that you give away like at McDonald's and stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
I collect those in my lunchbox so I can have them. Yeah. And you've been coming?
From a referral from a friend of mine named Scott Thompson.
Ah, Scott.
Tell me about, yeah. I was just talking to him, he said tell you hello.
That's funny.
So it's a pretty good haircut?
Absolutely,
it's
best in town.
It's the best haircut.
It's the best in town.
I have also heard that men's haircuts are getting expensive.
Yeah,
I don't know what men's haircuts cost generally.
You know, around here, they're at least 40, 45, some are up to 60, 80. Quite a bit. Pretty high.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine, he doesn't have but like 6 hairs left, and he pays a lot more money to get his hair cut than I do.
He doesn't come to Patty.
Yeah.
He should.
Wow. Okay. Why? And so this is the only place you go, basically? I guess, unless really. Some customers like Patty's haircut so much, they come from other states. One of those is 79-year-old Raymond Wilson. Where are you from, sir?
Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Olive Branch, Mississippi?
Yes.
Wait, how far did you come?
200 miles.
Really?
Well worth it. Thank you.
How often do you come for a haircut?
Once a month, probably.
Really? Yeah. Oh, how long have you been coming to see Patty?
Oh, now, 8 months.
Yeah, here.
Probably eight months. A friend of ours recommended her, and here we are.
The routine at the family barbershop is you come in, sit down in one of the chairs among the sprawling plants, relax, or chat with whoever else is waiting a short time for a haircut. On the day I was there, usually 4 or 5 people were waiting for a haircut. Sometimes a woman would come in with her husband or boyfriend and enjoy the conversation with Patty. Patty says she likes to stay busy. So you're only off on Sunday and Monday, right?
Right.
Yeah. How many haircuts, how many people do you have a day, do you think?
It varies, and I actually don't count as I go.
Uh-huh. But I'm thinking I've seen 10 people in a...
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. I stay steady, which is really fun. I don't really like sitting. You know, there's days when I am really slow. Mostly a little more slow in the summer because Vanderbilt's gone. Mm-hmm. And you know, the people are just out of school in general. Mm-hmm. So I can be slow in the summer. And then also, like, when there's, you know, fall break, spring break, summer break, yeah. it does kind of slow down. But
so do you have some motto or something you live by or anything? Because I mean, you're with people all day long. You're working hard. You're very cheerful.
Try to be.
Do you have any certain thing you live by or?
Not really. I would say for work, I just would hope this is the best 15 minutes of your day. It doesn't last long, but I want people to be happy when they leave, always. And of course, I think you should always leave the world better than when you got here. So that would be, I guess, the motto. Don't mess things up.
Especially hair.
Especially hair. But yes.
You do men. Do you do women at all?
I get a few women, not many.
I think women are more emotional about their hair. I don't know. Maybe men are. I don't know.
I really do not want to do women. Yeah. They're very picky. I've had crying in the parking lot haircuts myself. I don't want to be given them, you know. Men are easy. They're not crazy, you know. Women will show you pictures of models or something and say, I want to look like that. It's like, who doesn't? It's not going to happen. But men don't do that. Plus, men are more fun to talk to. They have interesting stories.
One man who was a chef and is a regular customer came in with his girlfriend and their new puppy to show the little dog to Patty. She eagerly met the new puppy. To put it mildly, Patty is a dog person. Okay, Patty, what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a yellow lab and I have a blue tick coonhound. But I've had two greyhounds from the racetracks, one from Birmingham, one from Florida. I've had a Weimaraner, I've had a Boxer, I've had a Black Lab, I've had a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, had a Chocolate Lab, had a kind of a mixed thing, just a mixed thing, but you know, you can never go wrong with dogs. Like, dogs are the best thing ever. Could not live without them.
When it comes to finding your unique path in life, Patty is one of those lucky, or maybe intuitive souls, who discovered her skill as a barber and matched that to her enjoyment of being with all kinds of people. And why did you decide to become a barber?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't. I was working in a bookstore for 7 years, and I just thought, I got to make more money. Went to barber school in San Diego, which the school's gone now. And then after I'd been a barber for maybe 2 or 3 years, I decided I wanted to go to university. I had not gone to college because I got married instead. So then I went and got a degree, took 7 years to get a degree, decided I really didn't want to use it.
What did you get your degree in?
Economics.
That's handy. Because you want to make
more money. Not here, it's not, but, you know, it's always good to have a degree, if you want one. So I was 35 by the time I graduated with a degree, but by then I'd been cutting hair and I just really like it. So I had a shop in San Diego for 10 years, but I didn't own the building, and I own this building here, which is why I moved here, to buy a building.
You picked Nashville?
Yep. I'd been here once on vacation.
And why is it you keep your prices low? Because you said you wanted to make more money. This is not the highest paying profession.
It's not. Well, it could be if I charge more. I own the building. I don't need to charge that much. It's not necessary to gouge people. I just don't want to do that.
At 63 years old, Patty Stelmazek is successful, content, and cheerful decades into her career at the family barbershop in the little cottage she owns in Nashville.
Great shop. Happy to be here. This is the best job ever. You get to talk to people all day. This is like my entertainment.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. It's great. For The Age of Being Real, I'm Rhonda Miller. Music for The Age of Being Real is Kites Over the Ocean by the Kentucky Standard Band from their album, Angels of Mercy.